Untwisted, the story of my life, written by Paul Jennings and read by Jeremy Stanford. My marriage had come to an end, and there I was, suddenly a single father with four young children living in a dilapidated house perched on the edge of a wild cliff, a terrifying drop to the swelling Southern Ocean. Besides renovating our home, I was lecturing full-time and studying for my master's degree. "I just can't finish my research project," I said to Bruce Jeans, Dean of the Education Faculty. He already knew my family situation and was aware that I was an emotional wreck, close to a breakdown. He looked at me with concern. "Things are changing, Paul," he said. "The writing is on the wall. Deakin University is planning to take this place over, and you'll have no future here if you don't get your master's and then a PhD. He started to walk away, but then he turned and gave me a sympathetic smile. "Is there anything else you could do?" '83. Bruce was a man of great integrity, who always called things the way they were. I could tell that he saw the disappointment on my face as I told him that I had to discontinue my studies. I loved lecturing and working with the other staff and students at the Warrnambool Institute of Advanced Education. And I was also passionate about my two lecturing subjects, reading education and children with special needs. The loss of my marriage had left me barely able to function. The thought of losing my job as well filled me with despair. The future seemed bleak and hopeless. My research project involved travelling around the state testing children with reading problems. Now I was faced with either making a contribution in a different way or losing my job. I needed something I could do at home in the evenings while I was looking after the kids. Bruce was waiting patiently for my answer. He was never one to rush things. I had an answer, but I knew that it was one that wouldn't really fit into an academic gown. "I'd like to write fiction," I blurted out. He looked at me with a raised eyebrow. I elaborated too quickly. "I've already published a couple of little educational books for reluctant readers. What if I wrote something for a wider trade market?" He thought about it. I could see that he sensed my desperation. "Are there any writing courses you know of that you could take?" My pulse quickened. I felt my face redden as I gabbled out my reply. "There's a series of classes in short story writing run by the Council of Adult Education in Melbourne. It's once a week for a full term." The city was a 3.5 hour drive away. That would mean a whole day away from work. He pursed his lips and lowered his voice. "Keep it quiet. But I'll let you have a day off and an institute car to drive there and back." I was euphoric. Even his next comment didn't bring me down. "But if you don't get published, you will be finished here."